Be in the morning.
He likes getting up early. He's just weird like that.
8:13 on the Moody of the Morning Show, and now it's time to find out what's on your mind. Dr. Betsy Kalin, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
My kids are a little disappointed today that
it's like, why didn't
no,
how come they didn't say
up,
my school?
Exactly.
So, other than that, what's on your mind today, Mitzi?
Well, we've been doing a series called Healthy Holidays over the past few weeks, covering all kinds of things that people are concerned with this time of year.
Yep.
Today's a tough one. So, as we get closer to the big holidays, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Hanukkah, our thoughts often turn to the people we love and all the memories we share with them during those gatherings.
Yeah, and for many of us, that's a time of joy and celebration and good cheer. But I know that you work with a lot of people all year long for whom the holidays can be pretty darn painful. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everywhere we turn, someone's telling us to be merry, be happy, be joyful. But for those who've recently lost someone or something they love, the holidays can seem more like something to survive than to enjoy. The traditions and events that can add so much joy and meaning to the season are punctuated with painful reminders of the person we love who's not here or the thing we've lost that's so dear to us. A lot of people talk about they wish they could find a quiet place to hide until January 2nd.
Yeah, so it seems like the holidays sometimes only magnify the loss for those who are grieving. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, I want to consider many different types of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's death, but also divorce, estrangement, illness, addiction. And there's even a loss of tradition by positive events. So if a child gets married or takes a new job or goes to college, we can experience the loss that comes with an end of an era.
Yeah, and every time you hear I'll be home for Christmas on the radio, you go, no, they're not going to be home for Christmas.
Exactly.
It's not going to work.
Just, it's different, and that's difference can be a loss.
Yeah. Well, I know it's really tough. Are there some ways that people who are grieving a loss of some kind can better get through all of the festivities?
Oh, absolutely. So I know only time and hard work can bring a person to a place where he or she has processed that loss and can move forward. There's still a lot of tips we have for coping with grief during the holidays that can make them more tolerable and even a little bit healing.
Okay.
So the first thing we want to do is give yourself permission to experience the holiday as you need to. Take away the shoulds and take back your special season. First of all, it's important to acknowledge that the holiday season may be difficult. So just admit it to yourself. It's okay if it's difficult.
Sure.
And then to prepare for it in advance by making specific plans and getting the support that you need. And we have to remember, too, that positive feelings aren't the only thing that creates a meaningful holiday.
Sure, absolutely. That's it's all good. What else can we do, though?
Well, set realistic expectations for yourself. You know, you might need to bow out of an event if it'll be too much, or take others up on offers to cook, shop, decorate, whatever else you might need. You might not be able to do everything that you used to expect of yourself, and just realizing that that's okay.
Yeah. I get a little upset when people, you know, you say, we're here, we'll help you. And then, no, I'm fine. And, you know, they're not, but...
Right, so you're not quite sure what to
do. It's just like, you know, go ahead and let them help.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things down the list here is if you know someone that's grieving, and instead of asking if you can help, telling the person that you are going to help.
Just bring it. You know, there's no choice in this matter.
Exactly. So, you know, bring a dinner or, you know, come in and say, hey, I'm going to do a few loads
good
of laundry.
Point.
Or
yeah. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes to pick you up. We're going shopping. Let's go.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, some other ones here, surrounding yourself with people who love and support you. So even if you don't go to a huge gathering, but inviting a couple friends over to watch a movie, eat popcorn, meet someone for coffee, drawing comfort from doing for others. This is interesting. Research shows that when we take the time to help somebody else, our own feelings of loneliness and grief are considerably decreased. So whether it's, you know, somebody you know or just doing something for an organization, finding somebody in need. Really
is that kind of the concept of it just takes your mind off of it maybe? Is that what
it is? It is. And I think also the perspective that we're not alone
in
suffering.
Yeah, very
too.
Good. Yeah.
Here's one I love. So create a new tradition that reflects your current situation. So So, for example, if you're having a tough year, instead of sending out Christmas cards or, you know, those letters where we highlight all the amazing things that are always going on in our perfect lives, write a letter to yourself. So you can either express what you're feeling currently or imagine, you know, what your future self, once you're past the major pain, might advise you to do. So that can be a healing.
It's cool. Yeah, that's a great idea.
When you're in a gathering or a family gathering or wherever you're at, light a candle, put a bouquet of flowers on the table to honor the loved one that's not there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about sadness that, with all good intention, people avoid the loss.
Yeah.
They're not sure what to say. So this can make you feel like others want to erase the person altogether. So it's going to be really important to communicate how you want to celebrate that person.
Yeah. One thing I think that we've found healing is when we do have the gathering and, you know, mom and dad are no longer there or whatever, somebody will say, remember when we did, you know, and then the next thing you know, you got a full-on conversation of good memories flooding back.
That's a great idea, which leads us to this idea. So being mindful of the narrative we've created about the loss. So maybe you're not moving on or away from the loss, but changing your relationship with that person. So if it's a divorce, try reframing the loss to something more accurate, maybe a separation that creates necessary boundaries. Mm-hmm. If it's a loss by death, you need to find a new normal. So with death, grief tends to be about creating a new role for the lost person in your life. So like you said, your parents can't be there, but they're there in your memories and you can talk about them and still get, you know, feel really good about those.
Yeah.
And if you aren't the one grieving but know someone who is, you know, send a card, let them cry with you, invite them over.
Yeah. So some really practical and helpful tips for anybody who might be feeling sad and lonely during the season. Any last words of wisdom before we wrap it up today?
Yeah. Just remember, this is your season and your holiday. So take away the shoulds and the expectations and create the holiday that you need this year.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice always. You know, you don't have to have there is no perfect Christmas except in Hollywood.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care how hard you try. You know, we've all had the experience of, you know, everything's all laid out. Everything's all ready to go. And all of a sudden the turkey's burning or something, you know, and and chaos reigns supreme.
It's so true. So, you know, we can watch those movies and for those 2 hours, everything's perfect. And that's also a great escape.
Just tune in Hallmark, right?
Yeah, exactly. I may do that tonight.
All right. Very good. Mitzi, thanks so much for sharing with us this morning. What's on your mind? How can folks reach you if they're interested in, you know, helping probe their own mind?
Well, they can go to our website at thrivesitegroup.com. Although yesterday our website was down. I hope it's back up today. But our phone number is 408-8474.
All right. From Thrive Psychology, Dr. Mitzi Kalin in the house. What's on your mind? We'll find out what's on her mind again next Tuesday, every Tuesday, right here on the Moody in the Morning Show.